I am the director of development for all 10 of the faith ministries. I came to the Lord here as a graduate student at Purdue University a little over 30 years ago. After a brief sojourn out of state, I returned back here in 2003 to help, frankly, our pastors and congregation and deacons accomplish the primary goals of their strategic ministry plan, and then to assist in the raising the funds to achieve that as well. So that's kind of my deal. I also serve as a deacon, and I'm active in adult Bible fellowships and do a variety of things here around the church. My wife, Idris, is the director of the counseling ministry. And so, you know, you kind of know where we spend most of our time is kind of here. And Joe Blake, you want to do a real quick intro? Your deal is?
Yeah, I'm a deacon here at Faith Baptist as well, and I work for a real estate development company over in West Lafayette. Gosh, I was a student at Purdue and graduated, was married here in the church 28 years ago, and like Arvid, we left for about 12 years and came back about 13 years ago, and so that's kind of my story.
Before we get started, Joe, would you lead us in a word of prayer, and then we'll get going.
Father, thank you for this time that we can just think about, what you would want to do in each of our ministries. And I pray, Father, that you'd give us insight. I pray that you'd help us to be clear in the process that you have been good to take Faith Baptist through and to be able to share that with others and be an encouragement this evening. We pray in Christ's name.
You come to the conference and you walk onto a 46-acre site. You may even hear that there is a 100-acre farm off the way that we have as well. We have roughly 175 employees that get some level of paycheck from us. A valuation of between $21 and $22 million, an annual bottom line of about $7.2 million for all of the ministries. And you go, whoa. When Joe and I came to this church, it was a church of about 200 people. And we have been fortunate since 1975 to have only two pastors, Pastor Bill Goode and then Pastor Steve Byers, who have been shepherding the flock here. And to watch the church grow, where I'm coming to is this. You know, we're the idiot twins, and I mean that in the most kind way. It's one thing to look up and go, whoa, these guys really have their act together. You know, I wake up in the morning and I look at the mirror and I say, good morning, sinner. And we're not that smart. Who is smart is a great and glorious God who has chosen and allowed us to serve him and has blessed us. And sometimes we do a whole lot of pondering as to why what's happening here is happening here versus somewhere else. And we're arguing about how we get enough money to put lights in the marquee or something. And we know there are ministries that suffer. One thing that we very much have held to, and it begins to explain how we have come from where we were roughly in 1996 when Pastor Byers and Pastor Goode actually traded positions. And Pastor Goode went to being the assistant pastor, and Pastor Byers went to being the senior pastor. At that point in time, we started a process of strategic planning, and Joe's going to walk through that a little bit and kind of explain the history of planning here. But in that time, to start watching how things take off, and then there becomes a momentum. There becomes a momentum that sometimes is absolutely frightening. God allowed us to add 198 people to our membership last year. When I came on staff 6.5 years ago, there were 1,025 people in our church. This past Sunday, we had between 1,800 and 1,900 people. It takes your breath away. And again, in no way is it like we have it all together. If you think that you haven't been to our planning meetings, you haven't been to our deacon's meeting, you haven't seen some of the things we see in the hallways of our counseling center. And so I can't stress that enough, because as we get on and we start talking and we get excited about stuff, it starts sounding like we're the mighty men of God. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. It is all about the mighty God of men. And I can't hammer that home enough, because like I say, as we get going and we get enthusiastic, it may sound like we're chest thumping, it is the furthest thing from our mind. You know, we are ashamed of our limitations sometimes as we go on. And, you know, if that sounds like a whole lot of false humility, it isn't. We are in awe of a great God and what he's allowing us to do. Now, one of the things that we contend and hold very true is simply this, that someday I will master PowerPoint. Simply put, that this presentation is our attempt to document one approach to ministry planning. And in no way are we intimating this is the only way. You know, you buy it from us, and it fits all, and it works in all places. However, we very sincerely believe this. Every person in this room is capable of building a team that can accomplish effective ministry planning. We have the benefit and opportunity of spending time. We work with churches of 50. We have churches that come in of 3 and 5,000. We have mission agencies that come in and are interested in wanting to find out what we do. While how it gets done and who does it may differ, the bottom line is that we very much believe that the basic concepts of what we do will work for your ministry. And you may say, well, you don't know where I'm from. You don't know the things our church has gone through. Prior, in the 1970s, this church went through a church split. This church has seen folks be pretty upset about us starting biblical counseling, which we started effectively in 1977, and people left over that. When we modified our music in 2002, 2003, people left. You know, so it's, you know, if you think it's all one big happy family every day, it's not necessarily. And that's a key point as well. But let's start breaking this apart. And you have this in your hand, but very simply, what makes Faith Baptist faith? What makes it work for us? These are things that we very much hold dear. Number one, an absolute and total dependence on God. A desire to do his work until he returns. In this, a willingness to be changed and be stretched. Core to what we do is an integrated biblical counseling ministry. Folks, since 1977, roughly a third of the people that have come into the membership of Faith Baptist have come into the membership through the doors of our counseling ministry. We're not a church that has a counseling ministry. We are a church that is a counseling ministry. Now, I have been astonishingly happy the last 2 days, to use an emotional term, because I've been sitting down and videotaping most of the key speakers that are here, and I have collected actually 35 separate video interview packets that we're in the process of going to be editing to be making available for free over the internet of teaching from Paul Tripp, from David Paulison, from Brad Bigney, from Kevin Carson, from Stuart Stott, Martha Peace, Amy Baker, Elise Fitzpatrick, Jocelyn Wallace, Tim Lane, Jeremy Lulick, some really, really cool people. And one of the things that Brad Bigney and Kevin Carson were talking about today is the one thing that they would tell somebody with a burden to start a church planner is, you start with biblical counseling. It's not something you do when you hit 200. It's not something you do when you hit 300. You do it now. You start it now. It becomes part of the woof and warp of your fabric as you form it. Now, you're all sitting there and saying, hey, you know, we just celebrated our 125th anniversary. It's a little late. No problem. No problem. You too can pick it up. You know, we did. You know, our church was started in 1964, 46 years ago, and it wasn't until a number of pastoral changes and, frankly, some very, very low times before this was started, and it wasn't welcomed with open arms. It certainly wasn't. Visionary leadership. We very much are blessed, and we pray mightily for Pastor Byers because he very much is the keeper and the presenter of the vision. I will say this, strategic planning goes better if visionary casting forth.